the koyver as bona, Rahman Khan, he'd have to be koyver, his kids die on him, and he's koyver them, is mochimah akol v'noisa. That's like also type of Yisroel Shalava, that you have a mechila on all your avoids. Omalei Rabbi Yechnin, bishlei metayud minus chasodim, I have sukkim for that, it says, the chesed v'yemes yuchup arodim. Heis with chesed nemes is a kapora for the chatoim. What does chesed mean? Zug minus chasodim. Shenema roidit stoker. The chesed, stock of the chesed, yim tzachayim. That's what chesed means. So, the chesed yigmur from shenem roed the stock of the chesed yim tzachayim stock of the chovid. Yes, stock of the chesed. So part of the posse. Emes, what does emes mean? Zuter shenem emes kono the al tinker. So it's good when the posse says the chesed yim is chupa rovim, it means normal Torah and doing chesed. That's mechapra no yavoyis. That's good. The Gemara Yalakoyver as born of the nine. How do you know for this thing that you have a son and he dies on you? You have to koyver and you get kapara. Tanya la Yehu Saba Mishulam Shem Ben Yechoi Ask you oven oven. I want to the pasuk oven oven. Ksiv Hosa in this pasuk the Chesed Yem is Yechup are oven. Says the word oven. Ksiv Hosa Mishalim oven oven al Chet Benayim. That from the children the father is said Loshon oven here. Okay, so for some of the children, the father has his kapora. So by being kaver, you're born, that's a tremendous kapora. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Nigoyim Ubonim, Eimim Yisroel Shalava. So Pasha, the first man Yom says, if you have to bury your child, you get a kapora, because that's called Yisroel Shalava, it's a tremendous kapora. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Nigoyim, that's when somebody gets nega, he gets Nigoyim, so he comes to Mitzurah, Ubonim, or else he has to bury his children, he says Eimim Yisroel Shalava. For the Gemara and the Goyim, why is that true? For Tanya, Kol mi sheyesh bo echad mi'aba maris goyim alonu, einem elu mizbeach kapora. If there are four different maris, how you could have a nega? So it says, if you have any one of these Negoyim, it's a mizbeach kapora, you have a batcha kapora. And the Gemara, mizbeach kapora, every stack of true, you have the kapora like a mizbeach, of Yisurim shalavala heavy. And Yisurim shalavala is a bigger madrega. That's like Yilecha l'akol avanaisa, that shows that Kosh Baruch Hu loves you, he's the first you, that you don't have by Negoyim. The boy Yisayma, Holon v'olhu. Holon v'olhu is a trashi. Trashi, Holon v'olhu. There's Yisrael, Sh'orei choyma m'kudashois, Bom. In Eretz Yisrael, they have Kedushat Ira choyma, U'mitzayra toin shenuach, Chutzlen. Halacha is if you're Mitzrayim, you have to leave your house and go out of Chutzla Machna. So Mitzrayim, that's any Yisroel Shalava. That's not called Yisroel Shalava. That's such a big tircha. A tzaddik must leave his house and move out before he gets better. That can't be Yisroel Shalava. But Shenkin and Bovel, the Rashi, Shein Tum in Shiluach, if you have Negoyim in Bovel, there's no Shiluach, name is Be'akafor and Yisroel Shalava. That could be Yisroel Shalava. Like nobody knows about it, just you. So that's called Yisroel Shalava. The boy is saying no, for Bitsina Hobbit Sahesia. Hey, one is Bitsina means it's under your shirt like a place where nobody sees it. So that could be Yisroel Shalava. Hobbit Sahesia is in your face, everybody's going to see it. That's a tremendous busha that you became a mitzvah in a place everybody sees it. So that won't be Yisroel Shalava. That won't happen to a tzaddik. That's why it's no spirit. It depends where you got this negoyim. If it's open, everybody sees it. That's Tama Anoinish. You'll get a kapora, but not Yisroel Shalava. If it's Bitsina, then it could be Yisroel Shalava. For the Gemara now, Ubonim Loi is the true of Yechon says that to bury your children is not called Yisroel Shalava. Hechidom, how are we talking about?
Why
does Tumas of the Busha? Everybody sees that you are Mitzvah Hashem would do that to a tzaddik. The same way Yisroel Shalava happens only to a tzaddik. There's such a big Busha because Shamastav Hashem would do it to a tzaddik. It's something privately just that you are Makabal upon yourself that Hashem would do to you, but not to embarrass you so much. For the Gemara, born in Loi, burying children is not called Yisroel Shalava. Hechidom. Eli Medahavi, Luamase, if he has a child and he had to bury him, even that's not called Yisroel Shalava. For the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yechanon used to always go around telling people, when he went to Menachem other people, he used to have a little bone. He said, Dim Girma, this is a little bone, the Asira beer of my 10th child. But Rabbi Yechanon had 10 children, 10 boys, and they all were maced on him. And he buried all 10 of them. He used to go around with the 10th child, a little bone, to show people, like to Menachem them, saying, don't feel so bad. Somebody's maced in your family. I went through 10 of them already.
Mama, she had a bone
too? Yeah. So, what's the kashal, the trashi? Rashi din gorma the Asiri, because Rashi zeh etzem, a little bone, shall then Asiri shemaisle. So Rashi says, because Rashi kumoi bar v'tsar etzem pochus mikseru, it's a very small bone, less than a tsar, so it has no tumor to it. Mimeno b'sudre, lagmas nefesh. One shot used to always carry around, lagmas nefesh. So Rashi says, you say here is v'gavru rabba, Rabbi Yochanan, loy boyo loy yisurim shleimim shalavu. That's a Rashi learned the right in the Gemara is. It's not mustava Rabbi Yochanan, it's not that Rabbi Yochanan would get any yisurim if it's not yisurim shalavu. But since Rabbi Yochanan got these yisurim that had a belly with children, it's zichra raya that is called yisurim shalavu. That's the way Rashi learns.
How can you not bury something? I mean,
what?
How can you not include that little
boy? Yeah, that's a good kasha. That's why some of us will learn it's tooth. And somewhere the tooth came out right before it was made even. It's a good kashya scheme. It could be, but Rashi sheep will be right then that tochus megisor, there's no chiyut kfur on it.
Okay.
Yeah, according to Rashi. Tois is the kashyam Rashi. Look at the Tois, the Om Rabbi Yechon. Pirush Rashi, the Nodem Choshek Rabbi Yechon, the Mestava lehevi yusum shalava. The Taimbo. The Mastik, the Echad lehevi lebonim klal lehevi yusum shalava. The Morris says, if you don't have any children at all, that's not called yusum shalava. In fact, Tois is a lot of tzaddikim have no children at all. Come to say, how did Hashem give them Yisroel? It's not called Yisroel Shalava. So therefore, Toys learned, deal with five or so to Torah. I mean, I can look at them, Alma, Midehevi, Rogel, and Nacham, Acherim, Bekav, to me, that Yisroel Shalava. I learned, yeah, that since he used to go around, be Menachem over, tell people about it, it's right with the Yisroel Shalava. Because if it wasn't Yisroel Shalava, he wouldn't go around telling people, like, it's not a nice thing to tell over the Yisroel you got. But if it's Yisroel Shalava, then it passed to tell over. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan used to tell everybody about this tent to Menachem Oval. It's right, it was a Yisum Shalava. So the Gemara El the Territory like this. Elohod Eloi Heavenly Cloud. For the Heavenly Yemesu. It's if you never had any children, it's Taki Yisurim, but that's not called Yisurim Shalava. Vashenkin, if you had children and you had to be crazy with them, that's called Yisurim Shalava. Trashi Debel Lubonim Omesu. Heavenly Yisurim Shalava. Shehavelis Mechaperis Alabonesu. Because Avelis is Mechapa on your Avelis. But then the Shvichur to Shver Rashi here. I was loved after your kid. I mean, you sit on your novel for anybody, for your father, for you have seven craven that you sit Avelis for. So whoever your Avelis is Mechapa you. Rashi's Mechapa just the Avelis is Mechapa. Like, why after your son then? Any Avelis is here, the Chur is Mechapa. Right, stop here.
You're holding Daf Hei Yom Beis on a quarter down. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Cholash. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba became sick. Is all Lagabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him to Mavaka Cholo. Omalates, Rabbi Yochanan said about Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Chaviv Malach Yisurim, do you love these Yisurim? In other words, like we had before, is this really called Yisurim Shalava that you mekabel miyavo, you're accepting it upon yourself? Omalates, Rabbi Chiya said back, no. I don't want them, I don't want the reward, even though we had before by Yisurim Shalava, it's a tremendous reward to have, but he felt mashmah he would rather be healthy instead of do more avodas Hashem, do more nachas ruach zechorosh boch if he'd be healthy. So he said back, lehein v'lo yischoron. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan said back, if so, hav liyotcha, give me a hand, yoyev liyodei. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba gave his hand to Rabbi Yochanan v'yukmei. Mash Rabbi Yochanan held on to his hand, and his son was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Yochanan was able to make him well, became healthy again. The Talmud Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan cholesh. Rabbi Yochanan became sick. All the Gavra Chanina, Rabbi Chanina went to visit him.
Chaviv Malecha Yisurim. Hey, Chanina asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Do you like Yisurim you have? Because maybe it's called Yisurim Shalava. That's a good thing. You mekabel biyava." Omalei Rabbi Yochanan answered back, Loi hein v'loi skorin. No, I don't want them, too much kantaivis, I don't want the skor either. So first the pshat here is, these Yisurim stopped him from learning Torah. So he didn't like it, the fact that he can't learn Torah, like Echad Amami, Echad Amami. He would rather learn Torah. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan said, Abazoi, hav li yodcho, give me your hand. Yoyev le yodeh v'yukmei. He gave him his hand and he got up. As he was mishalo for him, our Rebbe Shemais, he gave him his hand and he got better. Well, I think I skipped the Gemara. Here's the two lines before that we skipped. The one before that, the dot before that. The Maitre Paul was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba.
cholish. A pchibra Rabbi got sick. Is there a lagabi Rabbi Yechon? Yechon went to back a chayla. The same thing. Omle chaviv malecha yisurim. Do you like the yisurim? Omle lahem b'lay sorim. Omle hav le yodcha. You have le yodav yukmei. See, the mice was Rabbi Yechon made Rabbi Chiba Rabbi get better. You see, Rabbi Yechon had this koyach like to give a brocha that he got better. Now the mice was Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon got sick. Is there a lagabi Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina went to back a chayla him. Omle chaviv malecha yisurim. Do you like these yisurim? Omle lahem b'lay sorim. No, I don't want them. I don't want this char, like Rashi before said. Yisurim shalaber is that, of course, brocha makes it hard for you that you get more schar in Olam Haba. So he said, I don't want it. I'd rather be able to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs the way I am. Omale havli yod, so give me a hint. Yoyev le yodev yukme, he got better. Said Gemara, my lukum Rabbi Yechon le nafshei, how can Rabbi Yechon couldn't get himself better? As before, Rabbi Yechon and God, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Achiyah Barabbah better. So how come when Rabbi Yechon got sick, he had to go to another doctor? And the Gemara Amri ain chovish matiratz meveis hasurim. That's the klal. When you're in prison, you can't take yourself out of prison yourself. This is a klal by all gedolim that is a kayak that everybody has to know. He needs somebody else in this world. He can't be a yochid. No matter how great you are, you have to come on to somebody else's help. So by gedolim is also that way. They have to come on to other people's help also. Even though Rabbi Yechon could help somebody else for himself, he needed somebody else's help. We have a law there, cholish. Rabbi Lozzi got sick. Rabbi Lozzi got sick. He saw that the Belezer was beat in the house. It was very dark, a dark house. His gole ledore, Rabbi Yechonin uncovered his like arm. He lifted up his sleeve and he uncovered his arm. The north on the hura and the room got light. It's because of his skin. Rabbi Yechonin, as we'll soon see, he was very beautiful. He had a tremendous, nice flesh, so it made the room light. Now Rabbi Yechon was able to see that Rabbi Lezer was crying. Omalei, amai kabochis. So Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Lezer, how come you're crying? Imishum Torah, the Loyevshes, says, now that you're sick, you have Yisurim, you can't learn Torah, so that's why you're crying. Shaninu, we learned. Echad hamaba v'yechad hamamit v'vat shechav v'libu l'shamayim. Whether you could, as much as you could, the Yikrus v'mechav v'libu. So if you're an honest now, you're sick, you can't learn, there's nothing to cry about it. You're an honest. We mishum mezoni elamai what you weren't a rich person you don't have so much mezonis zot loy kolodem zeich l'shtei shochanos not everybody zeich to have two shochanos to mean to be a big tzaddik a big tam chacham like you and to be rich not everybody so Tzai says loy kolodem zeich does avol ein ligroy ein odem zeichem so kama tzaddikim zeich l'shtei shochanos there is such a thing that a tzaddik has two shochanos they're going rebbe if they're mina perek basa the hurry is his rebbe was a big usher and he was a big tam chacham. It just means not everybody is zeicher that way. So if you're not rich, what are you crying for? So the marvi mishum b'ni elamai kashu Reb Lezer don't have any children. So Yechon took out and said, din gormad yatsiroi bir. Don't cry, here is the bone of my 10th kid, like we had before. So Yechon had 10 boys, and they were all niftar, and he had to bury them all. And the 10th one, he carried around this little bone, tochos mikasayram, to Menachem Ovowitz. So Vaitid, so the kasher is, why was Rabbi Lezer crying? Omelet, Rabbi Lezer answered back, you know why I'm crying? Lahai Shufra, his beautiful flesh, I mean, you Rabbi Yechon, you're so beautiful, the Bali Biafra, so there come a time that you're going to be made, and they're going to have to bury you, and this beautiful body that you have is going to have to be buried in the ground, that's why I'm crying. Kavachina, that's why I'm crying. Omelet, Rabbi Yechon answered back, Aldo, if that's the reason why you're crying, Vati Kol Bochit, it's a good reason to cry. O Bochit Tavayu, and they both start to cry. Yechon also started to cry. So the Mashiach is Mazva, what's the Indian here? What they cry about the Yechon and Shufra? So he says, the Gemara in Bavasra says that the Yechon was the last one, the Shufra, the Yushlaim. So in the Churban Abayis, they say the Yushlaim was beautiful. The Yushlaim after the Mokim, and the people that were also beautiful. The Yechon was the last one left over from the Churban to Yushlaim. So Melo, when his body is going to be destroyed, like be nifter, it's the end of a tkufa of the shufra from Yerushalayim. So that's what they're crying about. As long as Yechon was alive, there's still some remembrance of the Valtik, how nice it was in Yerushalayim. B'shas had the Beit Hamikdash. So now shufra, it's going to be bala, they start to cry. So the Mar Adahok of Yochi Yomalei, after this, if Yechon asked your blessing, Chaviv Malecha Yisurim, do you like these Yisurim you have? Yomalei also, Lehem B'lei Scharet, no, it's not called Yisurim Shalav, I don't want them. Omalei havli yotze, give me a hand, yorvle yotze v'yukme, he made him better. It's not a maisa. That you were mispala poshte the tefillah, and he made him better. Trashi yimishum, mizonis trashi, shein achosha, you're a blessing, you're not a, you're not an osher. That's a good reason to cry. So the Mara Rav Huna Tkifole Arba Meya Doni de Chamra. Hey, Rav Huna had a lot of barrels of wine, 400 barrels of wine, and they all turned sour into vinegar. So Oyel Lagabe Rav Yehuda went to him, Achvod Rav Solo, the brother of Rav Solo, Chasida, the Rabbonim and Rabbonim also. The Amrilo, some say, no, different people went to Rav Huna. Rav Ada Barava, the Rabbonim. The Amrile, and they told Rav Huna, Lion Marbamile. Means be mafashfresh when you meisef, like we had before. This is Yisurim. You had so many 400 barrels of wine, and all of a sudden it turned sour. That's Yisurim. So the Gemara before said you fashfresh when meisef. Look in, mistam you're doing some chet that this einish happened for. So they told him, lie in my middle. Look into what you're doing. Omalu, so Rav Huna answered them back. Omichashidno b'yenaychu. Are you chayshid me that I did an avar, I did a chet? What kind of right do you have to be chayshid me? Omrulei, so they answered him back. Michashid Kutchabrichu? Are we chashid the Abishtah? Do you have a dina below dina? That the Abish should do something without a reason? Because if the Abish gave you such an Einish, Mistamba, you did such a chet. Let's say this is called Yisurim Shalava. Right as the Pshat is the Chon knew he did something wrong, like we'll soon see. So they knew he did something wrong, so they came for in a nice way to say, I do tshuva. So Omalahu Tzavhuna said, Iika man, the Shmi Alai Milsa. If anybody heard and knows I did something bad, Lema, tell me. His Omrulei Secham Taka told him, Hochish Milon, this is what we heard about you. To lo yoyiv ma shavisha li arisei. An arisei is an oris that somebody that works on your property, and he gets usually one third or one quarter of what comes out. If you're working on grapes, so one third of the grapes go to the oris. He's the worker. So we heard that you did not pay him. Lo yoyiv ma shavisha. Rashi, shavisha is a Rashi. In the twigs of the vine, you didn't give him his shear. When you cut the shash, you cut down the grapes. Just like you have to give him a shear in the wine or in the grapes itself, the same thing in the twigs, in the vine itself, you have to give him also. That's what this kind of makes in the vine itself. It's the wood part of it. You also have to give your orris part, and you didn't give it. That's your chet. So Amalu, he answered back to Huna. You know why I didn't give him? Mikos shavik li midi minei. He's a big honest. He stole from me so many grapes that he owes me $100. Because I didn't give him back this little wood, this twig that's worth $10. And it's not a chet. He owes me $100 for all that he stole from me already. So Drashi Mishovik li midi minei, v'chi eini choshed b'neichem, shugainavli, he steals from me, har b'yaisi michalkai, much, much more than I owe him. I owe him $10 worth. And he stole from me already $100 worth. So that's why I'm not paying him up. So, l'chura, this is a svara, for an ova inish dinu l'nafshe, it's such a dinu babakam like that. Now, l'chura, if somebody steals something from you, you're allowed to go into his reshus and chop it back. But the male is called over in his dinu l'nafshi. Even though you don't go to Bezdin, you don't have a psak din, but if somebody does something to you that's bora kechama, you're allowed to take it back, you're allowed to take it back. So if Hunatak helped me sign a din, he's allowed to do this. I don't have to pay the oriz his extra $10, because he stole from me much, much more.
Isn't this going to happen again?
What? Mm-hmm. We'll soon see. So if tomorrow, Nikoshovikli midi minei, hokogonev le kulei, he steals from me much, much more, a lot. Omrulei, so I come and answered back to him, hainu di yamrinch, this is what people say, boso ganvo gonu, that if, because one person steals, you also steal. So Drashi, boso ganvo gonu, ha gonev min a ganev, you are stealing from the ganev. Afu toim tam geneva, es gofort, you're being toim tam the geneva. So medal that a time you're doing shleikidin. So the Mordechai boys in this Gemara that is such a loch over in your dinu l'nafshei that only means if somebody stole the chayfetz from you, you're allowed to take that chayfetz back. That's all. Mashenkin, something else you can't take back from him. That already has to go to Bezdin. So mainly here, what are you taking back from the Oris? You're not taking back the things he stole from you. Just something you owe him now you don't want to give him. So for that, there's no halach of it in the dila nafshei. The tzaken now that I keep it for yourself, you have to go to Bezdin. So that was the chet that he did. The time of toyim, like you're tasting a tam of geneva. So Amalhu, Rav Huna was Mekabel. He said to them, Kabul Nalai, I'm asking to what you're saying, I did wrong, and I'll pay him now what I owe him. The Yoyev Lay, I'll give him as much as I owe him. Zika the army, Samta, Yehoda, Chola, Vevi Chamru. All his wine that became sour to vinegar now changed back into wine. Mamish, that he threw him was just to show him he did something wrong. Now that he did tshuva, it turned back into wine. Vika the Amri, no, that was too big of a nest. No, Aika Chola, Itaki remained vinegar. But the price of vinegar went up, the Yazavim bit made the Chamra. And he was able to sell it right now for the same price he would have got for Chamra. Says Mamish, a good mashla, he threw him. I say for the oil sign, there used to be Nevi'im in Klai Yisrael. A Navi was somebody who would tell us what we did wrong. We did Chatoim, come and tell us. As long as that, we have no Nevi'im. Who tells us what we do things wrong? He says, that's Yisurim. Yisurim on Nevi'im is man azeh. When you get Yisurim, something wrong. Like this Meisner. He got a Yisurim here, so he had to tell him something was doing wrong. And when he did Shuvah, it went away. Right, Tanya Abba bin Yaminoimir. Our character, Hermit says, very mythic thing. Our last thing that made me thought, well, I show his Davin right in front of my bed. We'll soon see what that means. Maskana means as soon as he got up in the morning, the first thing he did, he went to Davin. He didn't do anything else. The Yalmitosti and my bed should say Nisuna bein Sofen Adorim. It should be between Sofen and Dorim, and not between Mizrach and Marim. Now, what are these two things we must do? Our philosophy should tell if my mitosti, I should daven right in front of my mito. My lif my mitosti, what does it mean in front of your mito? He lay my lif my mitosti, mama, she daven in front of his bed. I have omer of you, do omer out. The tamer of Yeshua ben Levi. Minayin le mispalo shlo yehei dover choytis benoy le ben hakir. When you daven Shemon Esrei, you're supposed to daven right in front of the wall. There should be no hefzik between you and the wall. Shenem, the pasuk says, Nishayo, Vayisuf Chizkiyo ponev el hakir. Vayispalo. He put his face right in front of the kir and he davened. So mainly here the bed will be a mechitza in between. So tomorrow late time with name mitosai doesn't mean he davened in front of his bed. Eleimah somachli mitosai, right after I got up. That's what it means. So Rashi says somachli mitosai kol yomai nisharti shleilaseis melocha in Echidish and Rashi v'shleilaseis v'teira kishomarati mitosai ashekut krishma v'yisalo. Is the first thing when he did when he got up out of bed was he went to say Krishma Nidavin, and then he did whatever he had to do. And Rashi's Kiddush is even learning Torah, and Rashi's Kiddush is that a Yochid you shouldn't go to learn before you daven. The first thing you should do is to daven. So he's dings of Rashi and Allah, we hold you allowed to learn before davening. Rashi holds he was makbid mamish not even to learn but to go right to daven. So this halacha of a chatzitza, that's one of the nyanim to have a mizrach vant. Why the chshuvim daven by mizrach vant is they want to daven in front of the wall. But the halacha is brought down that if you have a double kavua, like these benches or tables and a kavua in the basic Knesset, that's not called a chatzitza. That's also called lefnei hakir. So otherwise not possible by everybody davening in front of the kir. And some of us should learn that the mile of a mitrasa was double mishuna. He had like a colorful bed. So to have something colorful in front of you, that stops your kavana. But what's normal in the shul is always there, that doesn't share your kavana, that's also called the fnei hakir. Perhaps not to mean if somebody comes to shul with a red coat, or you have a raincoat, a red lining, you want to throw it down in front of you over the chair, could be that you shouldn't do. Because the guy in back of you is going to distract him. That's what we call like a dove mishuner, there, a colorful thing, it'll distract his tefillah, that's not called davening in front of the kir. But chairs and tables, that you're always used to, that's in the table, that's brought down, that's like a chelik of the shul. That's also called davening in front of the wall.
A chair is also kavur, then.
A chair is also kavur, right, yeah. Now, Hashem just brought down that there's a machma, whoever wants to be machma, there's an Indian to daven mamish right in front of the wall. That's usually how you get mizrachvan, that the chshuvim has sit up front, they want to be machma, to be able to turn around and daven in front of the wall. That's one Indian. But the other, wherever you sit in shul is also alright. Alright. Right, that was marked for his bed should be between north and south. The Omer Rab Chama of Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rab Yitzchok, call Hanoisin Mitosai Bein Sofon the Dorim. You put your bed in between north and south. Have a Leibonim Korim. You'll be zeichet to have voice. Shenema Otsvuncha Tamale Bitnam Yisku Bonim. The Nachman of Yitzchok Omer Af Ein Ishtam Apelis Nefolim. She won't be mapful your wife. Ksiv Hocha Otsvuncha Tamale Bitnam. She had twins and it was full. She wasn't maple, shouldn't have a miscarriage. So what little Rashi? Sofman Adom the Krashi Roisho Magalatiha, Hazel is Sofman, the head should be north side, Vizel Adorim. Venera Bena the Krashi, what's the Hezver? Shashrina, the Abishta is the Mizrach, Oi Bimarim, the Fikach Noch in the Hots of Derek Tashmish, the Ruchos Acheris. So the Shash Tashman you'll have with your wife, you should try not to be between Mizrach and Marav where the Shrina is. Now this halacha, Lamaisa the Taz said, is only a Zihiris or Churmadik halacha. As about, we always have, usually Tashmish is in a room, and you have a mechitza, you have a wall, so the mechitza is masi. Just like the halacha was related by the Beis Akitze. If you have to make outside in the fields, also you shouldn't make between Mizrach and Marav, because the Shrina is there. But if you have a wall, a mastic, like in a room, then it's mutter any place it is. So therefore, Mikra denotes that we have our bedroom, we have walls around us, so really there's no hakpodim mitzad hadin which way the bed should be. That's why the talach is not really brought down. But it's only a chumra if you want to be a machum as the hiris. That's what the Taz brings down. Others say is that in Zohar, Zemachulak and Bavli, Zohar says fakir, the bed should be between Mizrach and Marav. Now good, the Gruah has a sheet to say that there's no stira. By call upon him, whichever way you put your bed, there's a sheet, that's the way it should be. That's why it's also not such a kodah, which way to do it. Because you can always find some sheet that holds like you. But usually the Olam is not that marked on this.
Mashmah, this is talking about somebody who's about to marry.
Right, right. That's where Tosis learns. Tosis learns, called the bottom Tosis. Loi be mizrach lamar, v'dafu kishishin im ishtoi. V'nei shashchina mitzui be mizrach lamar. V'yadov v'ginai lishto v'et lishtoi, v'ya tashmash v'chei mashmah mucha kroi. So we're talking about this. Right. Two people come to Davin from Marav. They call them Echod Mehem Lispal, and one finishes davening first. The Lo Himtim Eschaver doesn't wait for his Chaver. The Yotza, he goes out. So Mela now is Chaver left over alone in Shul and Shet, he can't have too much Kavona davening by himself. He is perfectly to be lost upon him. In Shemayim, they tear up your davening. Shenema, Terif Nafshe Ba'apoi. You're ripping off a nefesh, means tefillah, halaman chote yozev oris, because you left somebody alone. V'lo yoyd ele shegurim l'shchina shetestalik miyisrael. Yegurim l'shchina should go away from Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'yatek tzur mimkoymoy. V'yein tzur el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema tzur yilod choteshi. So if this mida k'neged mida, your chaver is davening, and because you're leaving early, he can't have kavanah, so you're ruining his kavanah of tefillah. Therefore, in Shemayim, they rip up your tefillah also. Rashi, Terif nafshei bapoi, l'cho oimer, l'cho omar, it goes to you, ashe geramte l'cho litvav et nafshecho befanecho, umahi ha-nefesh zu tefillah, k'mo shenema v'eshpach et nafshe l'fnei Hashem. Real tefillah means you're supposed to talk from your heart. You're like throwing your nefesh in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you stop this person from davening, the kavana, the midik negamidu, they take your tefillah and rip it up. If you're leaving your chaver, so he can't have kavanah, like the shechina is going away from him in front of his davening. But let's say you wait for your chaver, what's the schar?